Thank you for being here. God bless you. God give you strength and protection and covering in the blood in the name of Jesus Christ. There are things on this piece of paper I'm just going to talk about real quickly, and then we're going to go into the Lord's table and we're going to celebrate together. What a wonderful opportunity we have at Resurrection Sunday to be going through this. I mean, this proves who we are. And so this is, everybody got one? Thank you. I want you to do something with me first. The blue side. Psalms 33, verse 8 through 12, the New Living Translation. Everybody's got your glasses on. Y'all ready? Would you read this with me, please? Let everyone in the world fear the Lord, and let everyone stand in awe of him. For when he spoke, the world began. It appeared at his command. The Lord shatters the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes. But the Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. What joy for the nation whose God is the Lord, whose people he has chosen for his own. You know what? The Church of Jesus Christ, the Bride of Christ, is the nation that they're talking about here. They're not talking about America. They're not talking about Germany or China. They're talking about the people of God. That's the nation. That's the people he's talking about here. What joy for the nation, for the people of God, whose God is the Lord, whose people he has chosen for his own. He's chosen the ones that he's washed with the blood of his only son, Jesus Christ. But that first verse, let everyone in the world fear the Lord. God Almighty, the Lord we serve, the Lord of heaven and earth, the God of creation, the lover of our soul, is a jealous God. And he would instill fear. Let everyone stand in awe of him. Everyone. So while we're going through this unexpected situation in the world today, it's not unexpected to the God of creation. And though it appeared, or the Lord shatters the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes, this was a dumb scheme that got out of hand. And God doesn't like ugly. That's not scriptural, but I like it anyway. It is true. I can't back it up with too many words like that, but I think it's capital UG, as Mary used to say. But the Lord shatters the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes. But the Lord's plans stand forever. His intentions can never be shaken. We are the children of the most holy God. And we are to stand strong in the promises of God that are yes and amen in Jesus Christ. So while the world is struggling, so are we. We're in the middle of it. But we're in the middle of it for the purpose of life. The only reason that we're alive in this moment is for the purpose of bringing God glory. We actually have the privilege of writing history right now. Paul, James, Peter, David, they were writing history while they were living it, and so are we. We are writing history as we're walking with Christ. On the other side, real quick, we're going to go through this. It leads us up into communion. Ephesians 6:10 through, I know you guys know this. I know you know it very well, but I just want us to read it together, please. Reaffirmation. This is from the Amplified, so it's a little bit longer. You can take it home and kind of devour it at home, but agree with me in it, please. And so, in conclusion, we determine, we purpose, we decide, we focus to be strong in the Lord, to be empowered, made strong, complete through our union with him, to draw, to plug in our strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides to us. We will put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy armed soldier, which God supplies, so that we may be able successfully stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. For we understand that we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. Therefore, we put on God's complete armor, that we will be able to resist and stand our ground on the evil day of danger. And having done all the crisis demands, we will stand firmly in our place. We will stand holding our ground, having tightened the belt of truth around our loins and having put on the breastplate of integrity and of moral rectitude, and keep standing with God. And by having shod our feet in preparation to face the enemy with the firm-footed stability, the promptness, and the readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace, we lift up over all of this the covering shield of saving grace, upon which we can quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one. And we take the helmet of salvation and the sword that is the Spirit wields, which is the Word of God. From this day, we will pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To the end, we will keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding on behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people. Amen. Glory to God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I want to have you do something. Put on the complete armor of God. Can you take the belt of truth? Can you hold it in your hand? Hold the belt of truth. Now put it around the waist. Actually put it on. I'm going to tell you that I have to physically put on the armor of God. I have to take that moment to say, Father, thank you for the belt of truth that covers, holds everything together. Yeah. It's your truth. No one can take it. No one can take it down. No one can. Even the devil can't mess up the truth. He can make it sound good, but he can't mess up the truth. We have to have that belt of truth. And then take with me the breastplate of integrity, your shirt. Just go like this. That's your shirt. Integrity. Where does your integrity come from? With your relationship with the lover of your soul, the one who covers you, the one who has washed away all your sin and sets you free from them. And you now dress in integrity and morals. And then shod your feet in preparation to face the enemy. Stomp your feet for me. Your shoes. The gospel of peace. Wherever you go, your feet touch the floor and you are presenting everyone around you with the gospel of what? Peace. God's peace. And who is the Prince of Peace? Jesus. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He rules in peace. We need to let him rule in our heart. We need to allow him to rule and reign in our heart so that where we go, there will be peace established. That does not mean we'll be seriously stuck in stupid. It means we will think clearly because we will have the belt of truth on, the breastplate of righteousness, and our feet shod with the gospel of peace. And then we're going to pick up that shield, Bill. We're going to pick up that shield. We're going to hold up that shield. Shields up. When you listen to something on the radio that just doesn't make sense or irritates you, shield of faith, because that's where the truth rules. Shield of faith. The shield of faith. The last thing, what is it? Sword. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Glory to God. Don't go home without it. And don't go out of your house without it. Don't get in your car without it. I don't care if you don't have any intention of reading it. Keep your sword with you. And I'm not talking about your phones. This is not an acceptable phone issue. Keep the living Word of God with you, wherever you go. Did I forget the helmet of salvation? Well, that's thank you for reminding us, because that kind of leads us into the communion part. Thank you. We're going to take communion and just want to remind you of a scripture in 1 Corinthians. Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.'" But there's a little bit after that that we need to just talk about real quick. Don't do this if you are not a redeemed child of God. If you have not acknowledged Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have not asked Jesus to forgive you of your sin, if you have not allowed him to wash away your sin and bring forgiveness, then do not take of communion. It is for those who have put their trust in the lover of their soul, in Jesus Christ. And so, there's reasons for it. The Lord said there's sickness around you because of it. So don't do it. Even if you're afraid you might hurt somebody's feelings or something, don't do it. But that leads to the last part. If you don't think that you are at this moment washed in the blood of the Lamb, we're gonna pray. And at this moment, you know where you're at in Jesus Christ. You know where you're at in your relationship with Jesus Christ. And now is the moment to be ready to trust him enough to eat and drink the shed blood of Jesus Christ and the broken body. So let's be ready. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for allowing us to come into your presence. Thank you, Lord, that you allow us to boldly enter in to the presence of God, that you have taken the blood of Jesus Christ and established that opportunity, the only opportunity, the only way for us to come into your presence. So, Lord, we rejoice in that, and we thank you, and we want to rejoice around the table, celebrate the Lord's Supper together. But, Lord, you know our hearts. So right now, Lord God, I just pray that you would forgive us of our sin. That, Lord, if there's anybody here that needs that assurance that you have washed away the sin through the blood of Jesus Christ, that, Holy Spirit, you would make it sure to them, that they would understand that this is glorious and awesome. What a privilege that we have to gather around the table and rejoice in what Jesus has done for us. That, Lord, with that helmet of salvation, we make that testimony. It is what holds the banner that designates us as your children. And we put on that helmet of salvation, and we rejoice in the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. We rejoice in the opportunity to be born today and to be born for this day, that you have prepared us for this day, for this opportunity to bear the name of the Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord God, and I thank you for the tools that you've prepared for us, and that, Lord, you have anointed us with the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, while we partake together, I ask you to pour out a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit, that while we make this testimony to you of our faith in Jesus Christ, that you would pour out a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit to cause us to rise up, to have the clarity of mind of Christ, and take every opportunity presented to us. Thank you for your protection, and Lord, thank you for your presentation to us tonight of Jesus Christ in the living word. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord God. We serve an open communion. If you're here and you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and if you just reset your life right with him, then you're family. And so I'm going to ask you that as we serve you, Bill, if you come on up, we're going to start serving you. I'm going to ask you to hold the emblems until we all are served, and then we're going to eat and drink together. But if you are part of the family of God, please enjoy it with us. The emblems that you're holding, what they represent, a part of history, but a part of life, a part of who we are and who we profess to be and who we put our hope in. When we take this bread, there's this awesome scripture. First Peter, he said, "He who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the overseer of your souls." What Jesus suffered for us is unimaginable. There is no way for us to conceive of the pain, and even worse, the sorrow that held him on that cross in our place. And not only did he provide for us as Jehovah Jireh, complete salvation from all sin, he provided health and healing, deliverance, redemption through the broken body of Jesus Christ. So we hold this emblem in awe. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you. Because, Father, you had to watch it all. It was your glorious plan. It was your purpose that no one perish but all come to repentance. And this is the way it had to be done. As you watched your son suffer unimaginable pain and sorrow for the people who rejected him. Father, in this house, we do not reject your son. We rejoice in who he is. We thank you for the privilege of knowing him. We thank you for your grace so rich and free that allows us to be a part of your family because of him. And we thank you for the glorious provision of restoration. Physically, spiritually, and emotionally, we are made whole through the broken body of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it. And we eat this tonight rejoicing. Because of what is ahead of us, to be about your business and to spend eternity with the lover of our soul. Thank you for the provision. Lord, bless this emblem as we eat together in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's eat together. This emblem. First John, there's a scripture that says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Of all the words in that are glorious and awesome, all jumps out at me. I love that that's in there. Because when God says all, it's all. It's not man's all that means everything at that moment. But it's all. All sin is washed away. You can't keep any. If you are washed in the blood of Christ, born again believer, your sin is washed away. You can't hold it back. You can't even wallow in the remorsefulness of it because it's washed away. That's what this emblem signifies that we're holding. The blood of Jesus Christ. What a precious symbol. Oh, most awesome God. What this stands for to us. Your plan, Lord God, to provide for us a perfect sacrifice. Oh, precious Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. And at this, we rejoice in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done for us. We thank you that you have covered all of our sin, that you have washed, you have made atonement for every sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for this. And while we hold this emblem of what you've done for us, we rejoice in the privilege and honor of knowing you is our only Savior and our Lord and our soon coming King, and that we are your bride forever with you. Lord, thank you for this emblem, and please bless it as we drink together in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Would you stand with me, please? We just need to worship in the Lord. We need to worship. We need to thank him. We don't get very much time in the presence of the Lord together as a family. Sunday mornings, Wednesday evenings, that's not enough. But we need to take the opportunity that we've got and worship him. Tell him how much you love him. If you're not used to that, get over it. God inhabits the praises of his people. He wants to respond to your praise. Let him worship him. Let him inhabit your praise. To the lover of your soul, worship him. If you can raise your hands, awesome. If you can put them out before you and just close your eyes and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Are you redeemed? Are you delivered? Is he your refuge? Is he your hope? Thank you. Worthy is the Lamb. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, and the desire of our heart is to praise you more because we don't understand the depth of your love. We want more of it. We want to have more clarity in it. So I ask you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit in this house tonight, a fresh anointing to give us the clarity of mind so that we could know you better and so that we can determine to rise up in the boldness that you provide for us with that anointing to be the men and women you've redeemed us to be. You're worthy of all praise, God. You're worthy of all. There is no weapon formed against us that will prosper because of your name. There is no virus known to man or what has been tried to be created by man that can stand up against the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for the authority in the name of Jesus Christ that you have given to us to stand against this onslaught, that you allow us to rise up in assurance of faith that Jesus Christ will not be mocked. That he rules and reigns even in this situation. As the world is looking on, the world is going to see clearly that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I thank you, Lord, that we are part of it, that you've allowed us to be a part of it. Then, Lord, we rejoice in it. We thank you for it. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to experience this, where you are faithful to every moment, every second, you are faithful. That there is no one that can broadside us or blindside us without you knowing it, and we will rise up with the amazing armor of God and see you glorified in the midst of a tragedy, in the midst of the storm. You will not be denied your glory, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name, for setting us up for this moment. Thank you, Lord, for setting us up in victory for this moment. Hallelujah. Romans says, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were oblivious to the fact that we needed a Savior, he died for us. That's the God you're worshiping. That's the God that loves you to death. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you can, I'm going to let you sit.